to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, before we talk about fishing across the region, you had a tournament last weekend, and how'd it work out?
We had the AIM Walleye Series tournament up at the pier, and we did pretty decent. We took 14th out of 100 boats. We cashed a check. We had just under 30 pounds, and another local younger guys, Skylar Woods and Brett Erdman, they actually got second place, and they did quite well. They had 35 pounds. The winning weight was around 43 pounds, so there was some good bags caught. We actually didn't have a fish on our card until 11 o'clock. At 10:30, we lost a real big one, which would have put us way up there, but it is what it is. It's just part of fishing, and it was a fun time. Once we kind of got into a bite window, we kept catching them, and it was a good day.
So that's, I said 100 boats, so a pretty big area they're fishing. So are there a lot of boats around you when you're fishing, or is it pretty spread out?
It started off quiet in the morning, but then I think other areas, the fish weren't biting for people. So at one point, there was probably 35-plus boats around us, and we saw fish on the side imaging, knew that they were there. It was just a matter of when they were going to bite, and luckily they did turn on. And it got a little congested, but everybody was, they gave you your space and stuff, and it all worked out.
So when it comes to fishing, what have you been hearing about places across Wisconsin?
I have noticed here both the G bridges on Beaver Dam, they were starting to get some fish, and also below the dam, there's with that flow, you're going to have some fish coming out of the lake. And I know some people that were catching fish below the dam, and downstream all the way to Lowell. And then, like I said, the G bridges, they were starting to get some crappies and a few perch on the bridges.
You know, it's funny. I think the bridge fishermen kind of have their own, their own kind of secret society, because there are people that are obsessed with bridge fishing, right? That's their favorite thing to do.
Yes, without a doubt. And it goes from you don't see anybody, and then all of a sudden you see five cars, and then you see 15. It's like they have their own little, like you said, their own little network. And once the fish are biting, it's definitely the word is out, and they're there to catch.
Why do people like fishing on bridges? What's the advantage, or what's the appeal to that?
Well, it's there's food there, and these fish, when that water warms up, a lot of these areas by those bridges, there's a little bit of flowing water movement, which holds food, and then that water is warming up quicker there around those areas. And because both of those areas have back bays, so when that warm water comes from a back bay, those fish in the main lake feel that, and they get it drawn to that.
Well, it's going to be a big weekend now with temps in the 60s and 70s for fishing, isn't it?
Yes, it should get these fish really fired up.
Hey, Pete, tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service.
I'm booking trips here through spring and summer. You can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Sounds good. And typically when you book a trip, how long do they usually last?
They're usually 5-hour trips. We start, you'll get some boat traffic and stuff here once the weather warms up. And I like to start right away sunrise in the morning. That's usually your best bite. And it's typically 5 hours. So typically like 6 a.m. to 11, and you catch all the fish you want.
Pete, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, Wade.
Let's move our attention to the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake and bring in Todd. And we've been talking the last few weeks that DNR's been doing some work out there. Todd, have any fishermen been doing any work?
Not too many on the fisherman aspect, but the DNR is still doing their netting. They did some shocking the other night, so they're seeing a ton of fish. They went out and they started shocking, I think, about 6:30 at night, and they didn't finish till 3:30 in the morning, because there are so many fish. So
what does that mean when you say shocking, if somebody's not familiar?
They take a boat out, and they put some copper lines down in the water and hook them to a battery, and it shocks the fish, and they float up to the surface. And they scoop them up with nets and count them and weigh them. And they said it was just unbelievable how many fish are out there.
Oh, and then they come to again, and they swim away, and they don't know what happened?
Yeah, and then they swim away. It just kind of gives them a little shock, and they float up, and then they swim away after they're revived, and it doesn't hurt at all.
So have you heard anybody fishing in any of the lakes around you?
I have. Puckaway, guys are catching walleyes on Puckaway. It's very weedy, but if you get through the weeds, they're catching walleyes. Also heard some nice bluegills caught on Puckaway. Green Lake right now is still closed, like most of the inland lakes. Puckaway's a river, so you can't fish walleyes over there. But Green Lake, perch have been pretty good, and then bluegills have been pretty good over there.
Excellent. Tell us anything else?
I would definitely go to Green Lake if I were to go pan fishing.
Okay. Hey, tell us about the Landing Bait Shop.
You know, we're open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're starting to get everything filled in. We're getting our boats put in. We got a couple of spots left on our slips if anyone needs a boat slip for the summer. But we're getting ready to go for the year here. It's going to be coming fast.
And where are you located?
We're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. If you're on 44, you just look for the signs and follow them in.
Todd, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
As we look at the Madison chain right now, we're going to bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, it sounds like a lot of people have been enjoying fishing this weekend. With the weekend we're having, probably a few more people will be out there, huh?
Yeah, you bet. It's, after a long, 3 weeks of cool weather, now we've got some nice weather, upper 60s here, and a beautiful weekend ahead. So, yeah, lots of folks have been getting out, and we expect to be pretty busy around Madison here this coming weekend.
Where have they been getting out, and what have they been catching?
Well, the panfish bite continues to be good at the triangles on Lake Monona and Monona Bay there. They've been getting some crappies down there and some bluegills mixed in, too. Some bass are starting to show up with this warmer weather, so folks enjoying the fewer weeds that are around in the early catch-and-release bass season. And, of course, a lot of folks headed up to the river still, and the walleye bite up there has been great.
Excellent. DNS Bait and Tackle, tell us a little bit about that. What you got going on there?
Well, we've got all our summer stuff out now, and we're ready to rock and roll here. We've got, of course, all the live bait you'd need to get out on the water. And, we're located at 1411 Northport Drive here in Madison at the corner of Northport and Troy Drives, just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, which does have the piers in, by the way. They just got those in this week. And, yeah, we're just a quick jog off the interstate for anybody coming into town, so stop by and check us out.
And if people are heading down your neck of the woods, you probably offer the most extensive fishing update anywhere that you can find. Tell us how people can access that.
That's right. Yeah, we do a weekly fishing report update, and you can access it many ways. We have a old school fishing line that the number there is 608 Big Fish. You can call and listen to the report. Otherwise, we post it online at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and on our website.
I appreciate the time, Pat. We'll chat next week.
Pleasure as always, Wade. You take care.
Let's head over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now. Dave, Rick Wetland said he's been out there fishing all weekend. He hasn't gotten a nibble. Is it Rick or is it the lake?
Well, it's slow. And he's bass fishing.
Yeah.
But panfish are biting real good from shore in a lot of areas, even on our lake in the river in town here and then down by our dam. But I was on Big Green this morning and did very well, and yesterday also. But they're getting fish on Beaver Dam from shore. It's just the boat thing has been pretty slow. People are just starting to get their boats out now, so including myself. I haven't put it in the water yet, but we're finally getting some water temps that are favorable, and hopefully it just keeps going up.
And do you think that this weekend with temps, into the mid to upper 70s on Sunday, I think that it's really going to kickstart the fishing all across the region?
Absolutely, yep. Once you hit 50 degrees and plus, that's when everything happens. So we're not quite there yet, but after this weekend, I'm quite sure we will be. So, yeah, it should pick up a lot. They're getting walleyes in the rivers all over. But as far as game fish, and you can only fish for bass right now, but that's just been slow, but it'll pick up real quick.
Well, obviously, when you want to get fishing and you're in the Fox Lake area, you have to come to Fishtails. Tell us where you're located, when you're open, and what people will find in the shop.
Yeah, you can stop down anytime. We're open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sunday. We're right downtown Fox Lake, right on the river.
Hey, Dave, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, it sounds like you've been out on the water and fishing quite a bit this week, huh?
Oh yeah, the weather was awesome. I mean, it's nice and calm. It's in the 60s. It's a good time to get out. But I'll be honest with you, I'm doing a lot of fishing, but I'm not doing a lot of catching. Of course, I'm just bass fishing. But you know, the water, when it hits 50 degrees, to me that's always the magical number. And it was 52 degrees yesterday, and I was kind of shocked. I was out for quite a while and never had a bite. I mean, I was all over the lake on Fox Lake, and things were a little tough out there, but the DNR is actually out on Fox Lake with nets this week. And I sat and talked to them for over half an hour and watched them. And they had quite a few giant walleyes that they were taking the eggs out of. I mean, some 25, 26, 27-inch walleyes in their nets. And thousands of perch and crappies. And the guy was telling me that they have a 5 years classes of crappies in Fox Lake. And 3 good year classes of perch in Fox Lake, and Fox Lake's very, very healthy for perch and crappies for many years to come.
Which is always a good thing to do. So does the DNR out in Fox Lake very often? Because we're talking to up on Little Green. I know they've been out there for the last month, it seems like, doing some testing and stuff. Are they in Fox Lake quite a bit?
I said that this is the first time in 3 years that they were out there for walleyes. Yeah. Now, the last 2 years, they were out there for northerns. But this is the first time in 3 years they've had nets out for walleyes.
So do you think with the temps in the 60s and 70s this week, the bass will really start moving around and coming up here with the temps warming up even more?
Oh, absolutely. Those bass will move shallow, you know, by this weekend. I mean, it's supposed to be almost 70 on Sunday. And I would think this weekend's going to be a hot time on no matter what lake you're on for bass fishing, no doubt.
So are you exclusively on Fox Lake this week, or did you get out anywhere else?
No, I was just out on Fox Lake. I was actually probably going to run to Emily or Lazy Lake over in Fall River probably tomorrow. I mean, it's supposed to be raining all day today here Thursday, but now I see they changed the forecast and it's supposed to be nice all day. So I actually might get out this afternoon yet.
All right. Well, if you heard any other scuttlebutt from anybody else who's maybe out there and actually caught some fish, Rick?
way to slam me there, buddy. The crappies are doing real well on all the bridges on Beaver Dam Lake, and I still hear the walleye bite is really good up in Montello. And I've also just heard here from Stu's at Highway Bait and Tackle here in Partyville that the walleyes are just slamming up at Puckaway on the river. I guess it's boat bumper boats, but everybody's doing really well on Puckaway on the river.
Hey, I guess as you mentioned, you're at Stu's, so you're replenishing Raw Bass Customs at your suppliers and your stores, I should say, that carry it?
Yep, yeah, he started it last year, sold quite a few, and we're putting in his new spring order for the year right as we speak.
So where else can you find Raw Bass Customs and explain what your lures are and what you have?
Custom paint 55 different lure blanks, everything from bass, walleyes, to musky, to pike, any color combination you want. There's a wide selection right now at Fishtails and Fox Lake, here at Stew's in Partyville, M&M Tackle and Portage, and Dick Smith's in Pewaukee is probably your four closest places.
And are you booking guiding trips at this point for the summer for bass?
Yeah, last week in the crappy weather, I actually booked quite a few trips for this spring and this summer. You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467, and we can get you on the water and catch some bass.
Talk about when somebody books a trip with you, Rick, what is the experience like? What do you usually do?
Well, there's a lot of laughs. There's no doubt about that, but I supply everything but food and drink. And I either take you at Big Green or Fox Lake, depending on where I think the best bite is, or if you just want to fish Big Green or Fox Lake, we'll go there. But I run 4, 6, and 8 hour trips. And along the way, I mean, almost everybody I've guided said I learned more today than I have in the last 10 years of fishing. And that's actually what I'm out there for, to help guys learn and be a better bass fisherman. But, you know, it's always a good time, and I would say 90% of my clients are repeat clients. So must be doing something right if they keep coming back.
Rick Wentland, our resident outdoorsman, thanks for the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at DailyDodge.com.